everyone, and welcome to What's Wrong With Wrestling Pay-Per-View Edition Recap. I'm Joe Pisano, along with Eric Hamilton.
Now, walking in,
yeah.
Backlash champion,
yeah.
Pay-Per-View prediction champion,
yes.
Won at Mania,
yes.
The greatest Mania ever.
Yes.
Retained at the Rumble, the greatest Rumble ever.
And then we don't know yet, because we're going to go to do this at the end of the
show. Can I hold it
through
the greatest Backlash?
For the third time in, 29, 30 days?
Yeah.
That would be tremendous.
It would be a podcast record.
That would be, would it?
It would.
Unofficial podcast record?
Yes. So let's recap the lamest Backlash ever.
Fair enough.
The slowest, most boring Backlash ever.
I really want to not hate. I'm going to try my best to not hate on what I just watched.
Yeah.
I will try my best.
People have been telling us we've been hating pretty hard lately.
I'm going to try my best.
We're trying to be optimistic.
All right.
First match.
Intercontinental title.
Rollins versus The Miz.
Yes. And this was a good match. You had a couple of kick-out finishers.
Yes.
You had a superplex no-sell by The Miz, but no one ever
apparently
sells that.
Everyone no-sells that now. Balor, The Miz.
I guess it's not that good of a move, really.
Zack Ryder. It must not be.
So doesn't sell it. Gets up. Skull-crushing finale.
Skull-crushing the second one.
And then a kick-out.
Yes.
And then he stomps him.
Stomps him for the win.
Good match.
Rollins retains.
Good match.
It was predictable. They weren't going to move the title.
Let's keep the letter grade going.
All right.
So far, B-plus show.
B-plus. All right.
B-plus show.
I like it.
The second match.
Yeah.
Was Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss.
Yes. So, just like the WrestleMania match.
Yes.
This match was basically Nia Jax throwing Alexa Bliss around the ring.
Yeah, like Alexa would like jump off of stuff.
Yeah.
And Nia would catch her every time.
Yes.
And then just throw her.
Alexa threw Nia into the steps.
Yeah.
You know, that was a little bit of offense that she got.
Yep.
She kind of pushed her off the top rope.
Yep.
A little bit of offense. But yeah, it was Nia throwing Alexa.
And the only time Alexa would ever get the upper hand was when she kicked her in the knee.
Yes.
Or kicked her in the foot.
Yes.
Or kicked her in the head.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Where's Mickie James?
No Mickie James, which
no
was
run-in
weird.
For either of these first two matches.
Yeah,
we
nothing.
Both had like run-ins.
Yeah.
No run-ins.
Nothing.
No Miz Taraj, no Mickie James, none of the M's.
No, nothing.
And then she just beat her in a match that was maybe a little long for
them. Yeah, absolutely. And then she gave a speech about
bullying.
And she said, you should just beat up your bullies.
Yeah. So violence is good.
Violence is the answer.
I mean, I believe in that too, but I wouldn't say it on television.
Beat them up.
Yeah.
And Nia Jax, you're the bully.
There's no way Alexa Bliss bullied you. You're 10 times her size.
Yes.
And you were a bad guy.
Yeah.
You were a heel for a long, long time.
Yes, you were.
Let's not get crazy here.
Yeah.
So now it went down to a C.
C minus.
I'll give it to you.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Uh-huh.
The third match was the U.S. Championship match.
Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton.
Yeah. In a, are they going to add Shelton Benjamin match? And they didn't.
They did not.
And is Shelton Benjamin going to make a run in?
He did not. No.
And in the end, really, in a decent match?
In an all right match. I mean,
the
last time these two guys fought for a title.
Yeah.
It was the WWE title.
Hmm.
So, like, that was like 2006.
And now you go backwards.
So
this was like 2003?
Yeah. Hardy wins with a swanton.
Yeah.
Nothing really to write home.
Nothing really. Clean win for Hardy.
Clean win. You could maybe bump it up to a C, a flat C right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bump it to a C.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So, after this match, we have Elias.
Yeah.
Hey, love Elias.
Here he is in the ring.
Yes, absolutely.
And, you know, he's about to do his thing. He's being the same witty, heelish self.
Yeah.
And then here's the New Day's music.
New Day wants to play with them.
New Day comes on out.
Big E has a big drum. Kofi's got some cymbals.
And even, I love what Xavier says. He's like, you know what? You can sing.
Yeah.
Like, you're not bad.
We'll walk with Elias.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said that. It was good.
So then something's going to happen there, and then...
No Way Jose.
Was he next?
Was he? Or did someone else come out?
You had No Way Jose. You had... Yeah, no, he was next.
Yes,
No Way... He came out with Titus. He can have with Breezango.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Titus and Apollo and Dana what? Are in the conga line.
Having fun.
The only thing we're, at this point, we're hoping for is for the...
Expecting 100%. Expecting. When is he falling?
When's the slip and fall?
Now, I think WWE trolled us to where now he's not going to fall. He's going to come out, like, on stilts next week. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Titus is on stilts. Here we go. Yeah. He's going to fall bad. Oh, and he won't fall.
No.
He probably won't fall.
No.
So they come out, and then he goes, if anyone else interrupts me, JoJo again, ladies and gentlemen, Elias. Boodalong. And then,
yes.
And then Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode's music hits. He comes out from under the ring,
yep.
And he hits Elias.
Yeah, yeah, it was like
does the glorious thing.
Lights come on, he's there thing.
Yeah. Oh, Rusev came out.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's the one we're missing. Yes. Yes, Rusev came out after New Day. They did the whole Rusev Day thing. Then out comes Noah Jose, the conga line.
Yeah.
Elias gets mad.
Yeah.
You know, Roode hits him with his finisher with the DDT.
That's it. And he glorious.
Glorious. They conga out.
Yep.
Aiden English wants to go conga with him, but Rusev won't allow it. Mm-hmm. Bobby Roode then twerks on Rusev.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I didn't hate it because Rusev's funny, and you know what I mean? It's almost like, we know you're kind of a good guy heel right now.
And then all the good guys at the top of the ramp do the glorious thing, and that was a 20-minute segment. That was 20 minutes.
I don't know if it was that long, but it was long.
Yeah.
And I would say if we're back up to a C, we're at a C+.
Really?
I think we're at a C+.
I would argue that we're at a D at this point.
Rusev.
You know, I'll give you C+.
You want to just say it stayed at a C?
I'll give you C+. I'll give you C+.
Just because Rusev showed up, and we love Elias, and they're like, we need to do something with this guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're up to a C+.
Yeah.
So the next match was the Women's SmackDown Championship, and Flair comes out looking like she wasn't going to win.
Yes.
It's almost like you can see it in her face.
Yeah.
Whether she's going to win or not.
Right.
And then here comes Carmella, and they have a...
Carmella's got a new outfit. She looks great.
It was a slow match, but... not the worst I've ever seen from them, which isn't saying much.
Yeah, it was a lot of holds and Carmella screaming. So it really killed the pace of the match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in the end, Flair hurt her knee.
Yes. Goes for a moonsault, lands on her feet.
Yeah.
Her knee buckles.
Buckles.
Carmella drop kicks it.
Like a deck of cards. I was trying to say stack of dimes and deck of cards. Like a stack of cards.
Like a neck of dimes.
Like a neck of cards.
Yeah. And then Carmella rolls up Charlotte clean. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
To retain.
What?
Yeah.
Clean pin for Carmella.
See, this Joe was a little upset because he had Charlotte winning with the DQ.
Of course.
Because that seemed obvious.
Classic.
Even when Joe said that, I'm like, man, I should have really thought of that. Because there's no way Carmella can retain clean here. Not in the first bout.
Absolutely not.
So we'll see where this feud goes.
Clean pin. Yeah. So grade-wise, this had to go down. So we're back to a C.
C minus.
C minus.
That sounds about right.
The next match was the Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass match.
Yes.
Nothing really happened.
Nothing happened.
And then 3 minutes in, Daniel Bryan puts him in the yes lock.
Yes, he makes him tap.
And like, here, it's like he's gonna get it, gets it in, and he taps immediately.
Immediately.
Big Cass.
Yeah.
Wuss.
Yeah.
I think is his real
big
name.
Ass.
Like, he taps immediately.
Yes.
What the hell?
I don't know. Hey.
So, for me, that brought it down to a D.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it was a horrible Y match.
I mean, granted, maybe they're realizing they can't do much with Big Cass and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
But, you know, at least do something. Nia at least threw Alexa Bliss around for 10 minutes.
I'm trying to be more positive. Let's go C-.
All right, C-.
C- after that match. Next, we have Roman, the WWE Championship.
The only
is
major
three
title
matches from the end.
Being defended almost top mid-card.
Now,
no DQ match.
I'll give you this. This match was way better than the other first two matches.
Yeah, absolutely it was.
They did stuff outside.
Yep.
They jumped around.
They did.
They threw each other into stuff.
They hit each
Shinsuke
other in
had more
the
attitude.
Balls so many times. A
lot of low blows.
Shinsuke low blows AJ. AJ immediately low blows Nakamura. It was great.
And they both go down.
They both hold their dicks
get
on
up,
the ground.
They fight a little bit.
Yeah.
They go to against the ropes. They come back, double low blow kicks.
They kick each other in the balls dick. At the same
double
time.
Double dick me down.
Double DMD.
Double DMD. And they both fall. And the ref counts to 10.
This was a no disqualification
match. Hold on. I'll allow the first couple of low blows because we expected them.
Yes.
So I would say my C minus went to like a C, maybe C plus.
Yeah.
During this match. And then when the double low blow ended the match.
Yeah.
So for the second straight time, we couldn't decide a winner.
Yeah.
This would be maybe something good leading up to WrestleMania.
So.
Like Elimination Chamber.
Yes, absolutely.
No winner.
Yeah.
Then we go to an episode of SmackDown before WrestleMania. No winner. Let's have a WrestleMania match to decide the overall greatest performer out of these two. No, we start with a WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
With a clean pin.
This is Nakamura's
the champion retains.
Sixth.
Yeah.
WWE title match.
On a pay-per-view. Yes.
That he has not won.
Yes.
What stock does this guy have left?
I don't know.
You've completely buried him.
He's
a joke now.
Yeah.
Put him to 205 live. Jeez, that's about all where he
can't weigh more than $1.90 soaking wet, this guy. So
jeez.
Skinny. So my C plus then fell right back down to a C minus.
Yeah, definitely.
Like a double low blow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a D.
Well, I don't understand a count out in a no DQ match. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. Like, not even a count out. It was a guys can't get up.
Yeah.
I guess you can't wait till the end of the night.
Yeah. Like
for them to get up. But geez.
I mean,
C minus or a D now?
I would say D.
D.
Yeah.
So then we move on to the Strowman and Lashley versus KO and Sammy match.
Yeah. This is exactly what you expected it to be.
Yeah, they were dominated.
They were dominated.
There was some infighting from Sammy and Kevin.
As always.
Sammy throws Kevin in the ring to be fed to Braun. Then he leaves. He throws Sammy in to be fed to Braun. This kind of goes, they're doing the, I hate you,
Sammy
you hate
slaps
me, I hate
Kevin.
Me. Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lashley then does his finisher to Owens, which is a suplex.
Yeah.
It is a suplex.
Yes.
That he holds
for
a few seconds.
Yeah.
So Lashley wins with a suplex?
Yes.
Yeah. And then just for good measure, Braun gives him a power slam.
Yeah.
Then they bring Sammy in the ring so they can give him a power slam.
Yeah, like he didn't run away. He got brought into the ring as well. And he got beat up.
Yes.
Point of this match?
Nothing.
None.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay at a D.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
It didn't give us anything.
Sticking with the D?
Sticking with the D.
DMD.
As I often do. So here we go. We're going to start this match at 10:05. Roman Reigns versus Samoa Joe.
Yes.
So you're like, all right, it's got to be a quick match. And then when they started fighting outside and going through tables.
Yes, they immediately
this is going to be a non-match, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
They immediately start fighting outside.
Yeah.
Joe puts Roman through the Spanish announce table.
Yes.
Throws him over the English.
Yes.
Throws him over the other one. I think it was the German.
Yeah. Those don't break.
They're impenetrable.
He gets them to the ring, and they start the match.
Yes.
Which makes no sense.
They check on Roman for 3 minutes. Are you okay? Are you sure?
Not even.
You sure you're okay?
Not even.
You okay? You okay? Okay, so. Yeah. One Superman punch.
Yes.
Was only one in the match.
Yep.
There was two.
Two spears.
Roman hits a spear.
Yep.
But Joe gets his foot on the ropes.
All right, I'm not going to hate. For these two guys, and the fact that Samoa Joe's so good.
Yeah.
This wasn't a bad match.
Yeah.
This really wasn't a bad match. A lot of holds for 7:15.
Yeah.
A lot of standing still, sweating on each other stuff.
Yes.
But
there's
Samoa
too
Joe
many
came
holds.
Through the ropes and landed and really hit him. Reigns had a big boot that like he literally ate. And like you see him spit and like stuff
slow
goes flying.
Slow motion spit.
So they did well there.
Yeah.
And I like how he put him in his lock.
Right.
And then his eyes are in the roll in the back of his head. And the ref asks one more time, are you okay? And he gets out of it.
What?
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yes.
So I would say from a D for these two guys. Oh, and then Roman obviously pins at the end.
Yeah, spear.
I'd go back to a C minus, I guess, if you're trying to be positive.
If you want to be positive, I'll give you a C.
All right.
That's C.
You must have loved this pay-per-view.
Not really.
So, no, we're going to end with a C. No big surprises. No surprise appearance. No heel or face turns.
Nothing.
Nothing really to write home about. And
this
is the pay-per-view you're not supposed to write home about. This is the pay-per-view we should have just clean finishes and good matches.
Yeah.
And it didn't really give
this
us
is
that.
Where you're supposed to end the feuds.
I felt like there were good matches that just didn't end well.
Yeah.
You know?
That's accurate.
So so a C is what we're going to go with here.
Right. So next on the block, they got a 2-week tour of Europe.
Yep.
So we'll see that.
They're doing that a lot more lately. Didn't they just go to Europe recently?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then next pay-per-view is next month, Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. Good match.
Yeah.
There should be a men's Fingers and a crossed. Women's, I'm guessing.
Two men, two women.
Two. No way. Then just do that the whole night.
Yeah.
Make it four matches.
Money in the four ladder matches.
Done. I'm fine with it. That's a lot of briefcases, bro.
That's a lot of ladders.
That's a lot of contracts.
That is.
That's a lot
Someone cashes in and someone immediately cashes in on them.
Yeah. That'd be kind of funny.
Yes.
That would be great, actually.
It would.
Although, you know, the Shield did what I said they were going to do.
Yeah.
When, Rollins beat Reigns and then Ambrose cashed in on
that
Rollins.
That was the best.
I said all three guys were going to hold the title in one night.
Yeah.
All right, so who is the newest title holder?
Yes.
For those results, we are going to bring in...
We're going to bring in Andrew.
Andrew from work.
Yes.
Ooh. All right, wait till he gets on. Nope. Nope. Hello?
Wait.
Hello? What are we looking at here? Oh, he's asleep. Andrew!
Hey, Andrew! Andrew!
Andrew! Hello?
Oh.
Hey! Hey! NWO, what's up?
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey there, what's up?
Well, we're doing our pay-per-view recap. Were you watching?
Were you sleeping?
Oh, how did you guys like that episode of Monday Night Raw, right?
It was not great.
Yeah.
There was a WWE Championship match somewhere in there.
Yeah, almost the beginning of the show.
It was kind of right there in the middle.
Yeah.
And it ended in a double dick me down is what we're calling
it.
A
double dick down.
Yeah.
So to give you the results.
Yes.
Yeah.
The final results were.
Joe.
Andrew, 60.
Joe.
Well, Joe, 48. Andrew, 60.
Uh-huh.
Eric, 60.
And
per the new rules, Joe gets the title.
No.
No, when two people tie, we give it to the third person.
No.
I like how Andrew was looking at me when I did that.
Yeah.
Good job, Andrew. Good camera work. No, so they tied. So, of course, the title does not change hands in a
Stays
tie.
You with have to me.
Beat the champion. Is he frozen? That's such a great frozen. Look at that. Oh, my God. That is so great.
He's
not frozen. I think he's just standing still. So, Eric retains, man.
Yeah.
All right, so let me get this straight for a minute.
Yeah.
So technically, I won the WrestleMania one because WrestleMania ended when I said it would, not when Roman walked.
It's when it goes off the air, but I get your argument. Next.
I won the Greatest Royal Rumble, technically, because Eric got to pick a second guy for the Rumble.
Did you get to pick a second guy?
Yeah, but, you know, whatever. I don't remember that being in the scorecards. And then, since I was the champion at the Rumble and we tied tonight,
yeah,
technically I'm still the champion, so.
This is still a better storyline than AJ Styles and Nakamura.
really?
No, Andrew, I mean, like Nakamura, you're getting a lot of opportunities at the title and you just can't
quite close the
get
deal.
Over the finish line.
I'll get at least one more.
Eric, you'll get at least one more.
Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
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 You'll get at least one more. So there you go.
All right.
And that's our recap. We just kind of went over it. We were giving it letter grades as we went, and we ended up at a C?
C minus.
C minus?
Yeah.
So we were trying to, because actually the actual matches weren't bad for the most part. A lot of the actual matches.
Yeah.
Like weren't bad matches.
Rollins and Miz, hit it out of the park. And then I just think it set the whole night up for failure after.
It did.
But wasn't AJ Styles and Nakamura, it was their best match by far out of the three.
Until the end.
Until the horrible
until
ending.
Until the...
No. Yeah. Until the scissor at the end. And then Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe, that actually wasn't a bad match either.
Until their bell rang.
Until the bell rang. So, and he's gone.
All right,
guys. Thanks, Patreons, for watching this.
Yes, thank you. Your hard-earned dollars are at work.
And we'll see you next time on What's Wrong with Wrestling.
Bye-bye.
Just a troll.